And now, Dick Tracy! This is Dick Tracy on the case of the Book of Four Kings. Stand by for action. Let's go, men.
Yes, it's Dick Tracy, protector of law and order.
Dick Tracy will be with us in just a minute and 10 seconds, Tracy fans, and then we'll hear today's adventure. In the meantime, I wonder if you've ever thought about the games you play and how long they've been played. For instance, small girls like dolls, small boys like tops and marbles. Did you know the boys and girls had been playing with these things for hundreds and hundreds of years? You'll find uncivilized tribes today that have them, too. Yes, and how about the other games you play? You know how they started? Boys and girls both play hockey and basketball and tennis. Did you know that hockey has been played by American Indians for many hundreds of years? Did you know that the Maya Indians of Yucatan played a game very much like our basketball, but instead of having a basket for a goal, as we do, they used to throw the ball through a stone ring? Yes, and what about tennis? I suppose you think that's a fairly new game, hmm? Well, the ancient Aztecs of Mexico played a racket and ball game very much like it. They also played a game that was very much like baseball. And, of course, there was football, which was played by the ancient Greeks long time before the birth of Christ. Well, when you speak of games, there certainly is something new under the sun. And now, Dick Tracy. Yesterday, while Tracy and Patton rested in the ship's salon, Pat recovering from a blow on the head, Big Digger and Baguette went to Captain Gorpus's cabin to learn the identity of the two strangers who had just taken them at cards, the two being Dick and Pat, of course. But in the captain's cabin, Big Digger discovered a wireless message disclosing Tracy's identity. Quickly getting their guns, Big Digger, Baguette, and the reluctant Captain Gorpus surprised Tracy and Patton and locked them up in the ship's brig. Right now, Big Digger is in his stateroom, tying and gagging his erstwhile partner, Baguette.
Here we are. I must say, Baguette, you make a cute package all tied up and gagged. Now don't glare at me so. It's really rather necessary. I'll just sit over here on the bunk. I'm sure you won't mind. And now the Tommy gun. Useful little device, isn't it? I'm sorry I had to put a gag on you, Baguette. But it would seriously interfere with my plans if you were able to do any screaming. Now, there's no use trying anything like that. You couldn't possibly get out of there. I have an excellent idea, Baguette. You can still move your foot. If you want to say yes, tap your foot twice. If you want to say no, tap your foot three times. You understand? Two taps, yes. Good. Frankly, I'm enjoying being able to air my views without any competition. Baguette, would you like to know why you're tied up and gagged in my stateroom? You would. Well, it's natural curiosity. I have a strange foreboding that my good friend, Captain Gorpus, is going to try to shoot me. Now, that would be a shame. However, I wouldn't feel so badly if he shot you. So we'll just sit here in the semi-darkness until the captain opens the door. He'll be nervous, and he'll shoot the first person he sees. I believe that's a reasonable behavior analysis of an overwrought mind like the captain's. You don't mind getting shot instead of me, do you? You do? Oh, how selfish. Frankly, Baguette, since we've locked Dick Tracy and Pat Patton in the brig, I've been doing a little thinking. There's no possible way to connect me with the three murders that I had to commit, except through you, Baguette. You might decide to go to the police and tell all, as they say. No? Well, that's one opinion, but forgive me if I don't share it. After all, you could get off free, or at the worst, with a couple of months. Now, I'm inclined to think that you'd like to turn state's evidence against me. Now, let's not keep arguing about it, Baguette. Think what a good spot I'm in when the captain kills you. He's already a murderer. He'd be in a beautiful pickle, and I would be in the clear. I'll kill Tracy and Patton with the captain's gun, and then we'll say the poor man went berserk. I can just see the headlines. Blood-crazed captain goes crazy on horror ship. Yeah. And then there'd be a subheading. Finally captured by heroism of Big Digger, prominent American citizen. Do you like that? Oh, you're in a very critical mood today, Baguette. Wait a minute.
I think this is our man.
Come in, Captain Gobbus. The little lady is waiting.
That is my way of saying I am through, big digger.
Hello, Gobbus. Yes, you have quite an original way of expressing yourself.
It is the girl. I shot the girl.
That's absolutely accurate. Now drop the gun or I'll have to use my Tommy gun on you. That's better. It was quite an entrance you made. But I think you should have had a better phrase. Something like, sick Semper Tyrannis. That's what Booth said after he shot Lincoln. That would have made a nice quote for the papers.
My one chance to do something good and I have ruined it.
You mean shooting me would have been good? I can't follow your reasoning there.
You are probably the only one who cannot. What are you going to do now?
In a minute, I'm going to take your gun and go down and finish Tracy and Patton. Yeah, this is a very nice revolver, Captain.
It is too bad it had to shoot the wrong person.
Oh, it's done very well. And one other thing, Goppers. You're going to commit suicide in a fit of remorse at killing Baguette, Tracy, and Patton.
You think you can get away with that? You are crazy.
What do you mean, think? I am getting away with it. And it can't help but work perfectly for me.
Are you sure you have taken everything into consideration?
What do you care?
Just this!
I got him right across the back. He won't go far. I shouldn't have used the Tommy gun. I gotta change my plans. I gotta find the captain before he talks.
This is a well-made cage, Patrick. You're not going to get out of it by shaking it apart.
Well, at least it gives me exercise.
This is hardly the time to undertake a physical development program.
From that remark, I suppose I'm to assume that you've been thinking.
To a certain extent, yes.
Well, have you thought us out of here?
No.
Then I'm going back to shaking the bars. You and your helicopters. What are we going to do now?
Get out of here and grab Big Digger.
What a wonderful idea. I hadn't thought of it.
Always reduce a problem to its simplest terms, then set about solving it.
Richard, I don't know what I'd do without you. But I have an idea I could steer clear of a lot of jails.
Why, Patrick, how ungrateful. This is the first time we've been in a ship's brig in months.
I suppose that thought is to cheer me up.
Hold it. Someone's coming down the ladder.
You're undoubtedly Big Digger to shoot us like a couple of fish in a barrel.
Hey, it's Captain Gorpus. He's been badly wounded. Look at his shirt.
I come to get you out.
Now we're doing something practical. Oh, here. Give me the key, Captain. You're too weak to use it. Come on, Pat.
Get Big Digger.
Yes?
He shot me. I'm dying. Did not mean to kill girl. Big Digger. Get Big Digger. Tommy gun. Cabin 12D.
Dick, can we get a doctor for him?
It won't do any good, Pat. He's dead.
Then come on. Let's get Big Digger.
Okay, Pat. 12D. We open the door fast and stand aside.
Right.
I'm going in. Great heavens, Pat. It's Baguette. She's been tied to this chair and shot. Quick, get her untied and onto the bunk.
Right.
She's still alive, and we've got to save her.
What's the time? Right. Not here.
I'll get this one down below.
All right. It's coming up.
No, that does it. Easy does it now, Pat. You take her feet. There we go.
All right. She's not in such bad shape. Lost a lot of blood, but I don't think it's fatal.
I hope not. We've got to get her medical care, though. See if you can find the ship's doctor. And the first mate. He's in command of the boat now.
Will do.
Warn them that we have a dangerous killer on board. I'm going to do what I can for Baguette.
What if Big Digger comes back here?
I hope he does.
Dick, don't get heroic. We'll rout the guy out in good time.
I don't want anyone else shot. That's my biggest worry. Try to find the doctor first and get water.
Okay.
I'll have you fixed up, kid, as soon as we get some water and bandages. And this should sort of be a lesson to you. Pretty little girls shouldn't get to know people like Big Digger. But since you did know him, you're going to be very useful to us in court.
Put him up, Tracy.
Big Digger. Well, I was expecting you to drop in.
How did you get out?
That's my little secret.
Where's Patton?
My, aren't we curious?
What have you got, Baguette, on the bunk? So, she isn't dead. Don't bother to answer. She isn't, she will be, and so will you.
Oh, don't be a chump, Big Digger. We've got you dead to rights.
I don't agree. My plan will still work with a few modifications.
I don't know what your plan is, but it's going to put you in the electric chair.
That's an event that you'll never witness. I'll get off this boat in a foreign country with plenty of money, and you will go home in a coffin.
Are you sure? You'd better look behind you.
I'm not going to fall for that one, Tracy. But I am going to give you a little surprise. I'm going to shoot you. You wanted to be a hero. That's why you were risking your life waiting here for me. Well, I'm not going to disappoint your public. Maybe they'll give you a Viking's funeral. First, I'll close the door. And then...
Hey, you're not crazy! First, we'll get rid of that gun. You couldn't swing your gun around fast enough to shoot at me. Huh? You think this one's intended to tear your head off?
That ought to keep you for about an hour.
Dick, a bum like that couldn't get you.
If you've killed Tracy, Big Digger, I swear you'll never get off this boat alive.
In a moment, we'll return to Dick Tracy. But first... Every so often, a dramatic program is heard that can rightly be called truly fascinating, one whose stories are long remembered. Such a program as Exploring the Unknown, broadcast over most ABC stations each Sunday evening. And there's excellent reason for Exploring the Unknown's compelling fascination. Each of its dramatizations brings you a revolutionary and successful technique of combining fictional stories with authentic scientific information. And so, by means of a melodrama, a comedy, adventure, or mystery, facts of science are brought to your attention in a way that's easy to understand. Discoveries in medicine, physics, and other sciences are dramatized in highly entertaining fashion, with Hollywood and Broadway actors and actresses taking the leading roles. One program might reveal intriguing facts about the medical profession's conquest of a dread disease, while another might unveil new progress in the aviation industry. To lend authority to the broadcasts, at the end of each three-act radio play, guest experts comment briefly on the dramatized subject. And so, Tracy fans, we invite you to tune in Exploring the Unknown when it's on the air over most of these same ABC stations Sunday night. And now, back to Dick Tracy.
Honestly, Pat, I wasn't playing games. When I saw Big Digger start to squeeze that trigger, I hit the deck so hard I knocked myself out.
I think you were grandstanding. Well, anyway, we've wrapped this case up.
Not quite. I have one very important thing to do when we get our prisoners back to town.
With the capture of Big Digger and Baguette, the case would seem ended. What more has Tracy on his mind? Better tune in Monday for the adventures of Dick Tracy. This is George Gunn speaking. You bet your life it's funny. It's one of the most hilarious half hours on the air when Groucho Marx takes over as MC on You Bet Your Life, a brand new show we'll bring you Monday night starting October 27th over most ABC stations. Groucho asks contestants a series of questions, and if they answer them correctly, they win prizes of cash and merchandise. There's no time limit on this show. As a matter of fact, as Groucho reassures all contestants, they can take as much time as they like, up to 5 seconds. The questions are simple, and so are the answers. Don't miss Groucho Marx as he MCs You Bet Your Life, Monday night starting October 27th. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.